This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj, and over the next half hour or so, I'll be speaking with co-founder of Epic Food Hall, Wiki. Now, Epic Food Hall started off about 6 years ago as Epic Fit Meals, serving and delivering an assortment of quick and healthy food out of their cozy outlet in Damansara Perdana. Fast forward a couple of years, the company has pivoted to adopt a multi-brand cloud kitchen business model, a move they felt would put them in a good position as Malaysians imminently grew more comfortable with food delivery, like they noticed in markets in the US and Europe. So when COVID-19 hit and we were stuck at home during the MCO, Epic Food Hall was ready to deliver their best. And we have Wiki online with us right now to tell us their story, including why they feel cloud kitchens are going to play a bigger role in the way we enjoy our meals in the future.
Okay, so I'm Wiki. So basically, I'm the founder of Epic Food Hall. So Epic Food Hall previously was called Epic Fit Meals. We are delivering healthy food through our three kitchens in Damansara Perdana, Bandar Sunway, and Bonkiara. And last year, 2019 October, we did a strategic shift to multi-brands cloud kitchens because we see these things is the way to move forward for our business model. Last time, we only have one brand in our kitchens. As of today, we are already running 8 brands in all of our three cloud kitchens.
Okay, Wiki, welcome to the show. I have to start by asking you about the whole cloud kitchen concept. For our listeners out there who are unaware about this new trend in cloud kitchens or virtual restaurants or ghost kitchens, some people call it, maybe you can explain to them what a cloud kitchen is.
Okay, so basically cloud kitchens is gaining the popularity because of the online food delivery trend. And in cloud kitchen space, in our context, we see two kind of cloud kitchens. One kind of cloud kitchens, they are on the real estate place, which they will rent a place and then they will just do a compartment of a kitchen. So they will then rent out to the food entrepreneur. So this kind of cloud kitchens, they are more towards the co-working space. Then another one, which is like us, essentially is the internet restaurants operators, but our model is cloud kitchens model. So we have a cloud kitchens, meaning that we want the lowest rentals. We are targeting, basically it's a big space, low rentals, the secondary markets, and we park all the brands in these cloud kitchens, and then we can operate it with the best costs that we can ever have, lah. That in the restaurants, in the shopping malls, or other retail outlets, we are unable to achieve that if we are a single brand.
So I guess the main advantage of operating out of a cloud kitchen is cost optimization, you know, lower overheads, lower rental and things like that. But are there other advantages to operating out of a cloud kitchen?
Okay, the CapEx is really low for us to create a new internet restaurant, because we do not need to set up the whole kitchens again. We are not going to set up the ID, basically the front of house, and we can just launch the internet restaurant within a week. So basically, it's very fast and it is cost effective. And at the same time, we are able to gauge and then to go out to the market and test whether our food, the market can accept it. So we can iterate the process, we can change our product, we can change our pricing, the combos, along the way to achieve the product market fits. And once we achieve the product market fits, and then we can scale it, okay, confidently. So that is the real advantage of being in a internet restaurant business. I am not sure about the other's cloud kitchen, because as far as we know, because there are some of the cloud kitchens operators, they already invited us to join their cloud kitchens. But the thing is this, their rental is actually very high. Okay, so I can give you a perspective. They are charging around 4,000 to 5,000 per 200 square feet of kitchen. So per kitchen square feet is actually the same like the shopping mall's restaurant. But our model is we are only paying around 2,000 to 3,000 max for our rental, and then we can generate the amount of sales that is equivalent to the one that in shopping malls. So this is where we are able to achieve the economy of scales by the cloud kitchen itself. So why we want to have a multi-brand cloud kitchens? Because the first thing is, we know that we can't eat a certain food every day, for example, nasi lemak. So in our multi-brands cloud kitchens, we created 7 brands, but one brand is by the third-party aggregators. So when we have this kind of varieties of brands, we are able to address a lot of food missions that the person may want in the week of time. Because we see it this way, we are trying to address the food missions through our internet restaurants. The cloud kitchen model is the way to enable us to do this.
Is there a certain type of F&B category that is more suited to working out of a cloud kitchen?
Yes, it's only for online food delivery business. You see, in F&B, there are a lot of segments in F&B. As far as we are concerned, food is to satiate our hunger. But why we go to a certain restaurants like fine dining and we are paying $100 to get a dinner is because we want the experience. You see, the food is just a product. So when we are talking about food itself, there are many kinds of segments. There are the meal kits kind of segment, which is ready to eat food. There's a to-go food. There is a fast food. There's fine dining. There's a casual dining, okay, and etc. But when we talk about online food delivery, the food itself, the products, it has to fit the purpose of an online food delivery business. So people who want online food delivery, most likely they are just being they are too busy to cook or to get their meals outside, or they just do not have the time. So the food has to serve the purpose. You cannot be selling lobster to online delivery. Yes, some people may buy, all right? Some people may buy, but you will
look at the frequency, right?
Yes, it is not a viable business, put it this way. People buy maybe once a year, but is it a profitable business to do it online? This is up to the market to determine.
So now you have, at last count, 21 internet restaurants operating out of 3 Epic Cloud Kitchens. Mm-hmm. How does that work? You know, what's the layout like? Does each restaurant have its own area, its own space? Or do they share resources? And how much does this cost each internet restaurant operator?
Okay, because we started with Epic Fit Meals, where Epic Fit Meals, historically, we in our kitchens, we cook quite a lot of cuisines. Epic Fit Meals itself, we sell burger, we sell pizza, we sell pasta, we sell Chinese food, Malay food, and so on and so forth. We even sell pastry like cakes, the lava chocolate cakes in our kitchen. Along the way, we learn to optimize our kitchen in such a way that we are able to create this food, okay, seamlessly during the operations. So when we change our models to the multi-brand kitchens, yes, we have 7 brands, but in fact, we are sharing the labor cost and everything, so the machinery, the kitchen's area to cook these 7 brands. The reason being that we want to do this is because we want to optimize the labor cost, the food cost, to make sure that this multi-brand cloud kitchen is a profitable business, because we want to address the high delivery costs. So if we cannot control the prime cost, which is the food cost and the labor cost, and the industry standards there, we're talking about the restaurants, retail, they are locking in around 60 to 70% for the prime cost. But if this model, okay, say this model, the multi-brand cloud kitchens, we are still doing 60% or 70% of the prime cost, is not going to be profitable. So that is the reason why when we do these 7 brands, we are consistently looking into our process, okay? We try to decode what kind of process that we can cut away from our kitchen so that we can lower our labor cost, okay, at this moment in time. We even talk about the robotic things. These are the very, very far ahead future. But as of today, can we cut the process from our labors? So we are consistently trying to push their boundaries so we can lower our labor cost. And the next thing is to lower our food cost. We will share the same food, the raw materials, for example, a chicken. This chicken can be used across 7 brands. So this is the day-to-day business that we are doing.
Okay, so I would imagine the startup costs for the multi-brand cloud kitchen operator like yourself must be quite high. Now, considering you have to be the one to set up the facility, bear the initial overheads. So can you give us a rough estimate of what it would cost to set up a cloud kitchen?
Okay, setting up a cloud kitchen, like I mentioned, is no matter what, even we are going to rent a space from a cloud kitchens provider, okay, it is not going to be cheap, because this cloud kitchen space, as of today, they are just giving you a bare unit. Basically, they give you the space is fully tiled, okay, the electrics, the M&D points are all ready, but you still need to get your own machineries. So the cost of setting up a cloud kitchen is actually, the comparison is not about the cloud kitchens to cloud kitchens, okay? The comparison should be the cloud kitchens, we compare it to setting up a restaurant, okay? Setting up a restaurant, the cost is not going to be cheap because they need the front of house. Most of the cost in setting up a F&B business is all going to the interior designs, the carpentry, the chair, the tables. So we cut away that easily is around 50 to 60% of the cost. So we invested heavily in the machinery. So the cost is definitely low compared to a typical restaurant. But if you ask me a general amount of the investment capex, I cannot answer to you because it depends on the machines that you want to use. Right. If you want to cook a pizza, you will need a conveyor oven or a convection oven, okay? Or if you're using a stove, then it depends on the food that you want to serve. So we do not have a number for that.
And what about on a monthly basis, you know?
Rent, I can share with you, we are targeting around 2,000 to 3,000 per month for 1,000 to 1,500 square feet of kitchens. And then in terms of utilities, it's pretty standard. You can't use much. Depends on it is always around 3% of your total sales. Like for labor costs, we are pushing down to below 15%. So that is the things that we're targeting. But everyone knows that delivery cost is around 30% if we are using the third party aggregators.
It is time for some messages, but when we come back, why Epic Food Hall call themselves the real food delivery experts and how they measure up against the usual delivery suspects. Open for Business will be right back in a few minutes. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj. Wiki, co-founder of multi-brand cloud kitchen Epic Food Hall, is online with me right now, and we are talking about the smart kitchen business model and how it's really paid off during the COVID-19 lockdown. Actually, let's just jump straight into that, Wick. What was the MCO experience like for you guys at Epic Food Hall?
We did not plan for this. When we started the multi-brand kitchens, what we see, our view for the future of online food delivery business is going to be the horizon is 10 years, 20 years, because we believe that in the future, the food delivery, they will replace the kitchens at your home, because food delivery is going to be so much cheaper than cooking at home. So that is what we see the future is. But during this MCO, it actually accelerated Malaysian adoptions towards the online food delivery. Even the auntie, uncle at the age of 50, they're already starting to order food delivery. People who never ordered food delivery before, they start to order food delivery and they can accept the quality of the food delivered to their home. So during the MCO, we have a good run, put it this way. We have a good run. Our sales actually tripled. We closed down our dining hall. Even today, we do not open it because of the hygiene and the safety factors. So, yeah.
Okay, so I understand that you guys also launched a new restaurant brand during the MCO.
Yep, we launched the Hana Chinese food brand. We called it Warung Panda. It's actually part of the plans. We have that plans before the MCO, before the announcement of the MCO, because we always wanted to serve the Chinese halal, the halal Chinese food, food mission. We see that in the food delivery space, there is lack of Chinese halal food. Yes, they are, like the more premium one, but they are pretty expensive. We try to bring down the cost of the food delivery to the consumers. What we are doing is not for a profitable business or a very huge profit business. What we're trying to achieve is, we always ask ourselves, can we push the cost of the food delivery to be more affordable to the customers? Because now the customer are paying quite a hefty sum for the delivery fee. Okay, if the food is around already 15 ringgit, so each person, they are eating 20 bucks of the food for the food to be delivered to their home. in our opinion, is quite expensive, you see. So we are pushing down our food costs, and we see how can we make the average ticket size for the customers to be more affordable so that people are more encouraged to try out food delivery.
You know, speaking of food delivery, when you wrote to us, Wick, you called Epic Food Hall the real food delivery expert. How are you better than the usual food delivery suspects?
Okay, put it this way. We have been always delivering our food, okay, since 2014, okay? Only recently, we joined Foodpanda and we joined Grabs for the reason that they can reach the customer better than us, okay? We cannot do that. The food delivery experts here is saying that how well can we produce and then create the food that is suitable for food delivery? Okay, for example, just like I mentioned about the lobsters. Yes, we can deliver a lobster meal, but does it make sense for the lobster to be served in the plastic box or the paper box?
Yeah.
So when we do it, when we create our food, we always ask this question, does it make sense? Can we pass the one-hand test? Basically, one hand test is, can you eat the food using one hand, another hand holding phone or doing something else, holding a book? Okay, we want it to be as convenient and as affordable as possible. So why we call ourselves a real food delivery expert? We understand how food delivery works. We understand what food is suitable to be delivered so that the customer can enjoy at their home.
What about charges? What about speed of delivery?
Okay.
How do you compare to Grab and Foodpanda and Beepit when it comes to things like this?
In today's market, the speed of delivery is no longer is something that is a competitive edge for anyone because the technology, the labor, okay, the skill set that is available for the delivery, that is GPS, everything is already available in the market. So in terms of the speed of delivery, everyone is a same level playing field. If we cannot say that we are faster than Foodpanda. There's no way we are faster than Foodpanda. They're actually very fast. We cannot say that either Foodpanda is faster than Grab or Grab faster than the Foodpanda. Everyone is at the same, using the same motto, actually. Okay, how fast can it be? So in terms of food speed, I feel that now 30 minutes food delivery time is the standard. No one's actually trying to, I mean the Foodpanda or Grab, they are trying to guarantee delivery speed anymore. They don't want to do that because it's already, everyone's already accepting that 30 minutes is a standard. Okay. When we're doing the food delivery business in 2014, we have to explain people that we are doing on-demand delivery instead of doing pre-order delivery. Now everyone talks about delivery. They already assume that the food can reach you within 30 minutes to 1 hour. So that is a market today.
What about the fees then?
Oh, we don't charge for delivery fee lah. We don't charge for delivery. The reason that because we sell the food and then we deliver using our own crew, so we don't charge for the fees. We only have a minimum order of 10 ringgit. Anything above 10 ringgit, we deliver for free. Okay. Oh, the other USP for Epic Food Hall is that you can order from every of the from all our 7 restaurants in one basket, so we can deliver all the restaurants to your home at one go. Instead of you ordering from restaurant A and then you need to meet the minimum order, and then you order from restaurant B, you need to meet a certain minimum order. But with us, you can just order everything in one basket.
Wick, I've also been meaning to ask about your halal certification. You are the first and only halal certified online food hall in Malaysia. Yep. Was that a challenge to achieve, to be certified by Jakim?
It is difficult, and at the same time, it is not that difficult lah. As long as we follow the Jakim guideline very strictly. The thing is about the Jakim is the cleanliness and then the hygiene factors. These are the two things that is the main concern by the halal certification, set aside the religious things. When we talk about cloud kitchens, most of the times that articles have been writing about the hygiene factors, they're talking about the cleanliness, we don't know where the food comes from and this and that. For us, when we set up the kitchens itself, we need to get a lot of business license from the town councils. And then after you get a business license, the Ministry of Health will come and check. So this is actually the standard. It's an SOP for any of the F&B operators out there. It's just that why some of them, they cannot get a halal is due to certain criteria, like the process of how do you procure your products, whether your staff is everyone, they get a jab of the typhoid, and then the training of how to handle the food. These are the things that set aside being a halal certified F&B operators than, and those non-halal certified operators, even though they are selling the not haram food.
All right. Wick, you know, just before we go, one final one, and it's a big one. Cloud kitchens are being coined as the new future of the food industry. You know, how do you see this concept evolving to meet the demands of consumers here in the Klang Valley? And how does this tie in with Epic Food Hall's future plans?
Our view is that online food delivery business will be very big in the future. Cloud kitchen is enabled because of online food delivery. And yes, we are now currently in an advanced talk to a few parties, some investors, so that we can build more cloud kitchens. And at the same time, we are building more brands to address more food missions. So by 2022, we're targeting to have another 3 more brands coming up, which we are trying to target Korean food, Japanese food, and also the Chinese food, this chicken rice brand. So these are our futures.
And for our listeners out there right now who have their stomachs grumbling because you've been talking about all these different cuisines, you know, how can they check out your offerings at Epic Food Hall?
Yeah, you can go to www.epics.com.my. And we serve a wide variety of cuisines. Like we have nasi lemak, healthy food, burger, calzone, pizzas, and burritos. So make sure you check it out.
I've been speaking with co-founder of Epic Food Hall, Wick Kee. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You can also look for the podcast on the BFM app, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you usually listen to your favorite podcasts. Just search for Open for Business. That is it for me for now. So stay tuned for more great interviews coming up on Enterprise. This is Audrey Raj for BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.